Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Pylon Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxer artist. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. So if you want to tweet me, you want to talk boxing that way, we can do the twit thing, the Twitter thing. Of course, that's the only association I have with Elon Musk is that I have a Twitter account. It's called Not Average Pedro. Okay, X or X Twitter, whatever. Bottom line is just Twitter, but the line is Not Average Pedro. Of course, we are like almost 12, 13 hours removed, of course, from the Virgil Ortiz last night erasure of Frederick Lawson. Of course, that lasted less than one round. It was a bit of a controversial stoppage in the minds of some, but to sort of stop the inevitable. I mean, the bottom line is he was getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree, and I don't want guys getting hurt just for the sake of entertainment. Sorry, that's just me. But the bottom line is last night, Ortiz went to 20-0. We'll hear from him, of course, him and his Golden Boy promoter, Oscar De La Hoya. Nobody will ever be like Oscar. You know, that's, I mean, people knock Oscar this and that, but Oscar talks about going around the world and being a world champion. Oscar never went to France. Oscar never went to Spain. Oscar never left the United States to fight anybody, I don't think. But the bottom line is he's talking about Virgil Ortiz going over to Australia, of course, to take on Tim Zhu, the reigning 154-pound champion. So that makes big news in the world of boxing. We'll have Tommy D, the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, will be here. Of course, we'll hear from Ali. We'll hear from Tyson straight up. It's a great show today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 2 hours, of course, live from Sports Byline on iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and, of course, WBC-TV.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let the trumpet play for just a second here. There's a story behind it. Mick Gillette was one of the trumpet players there. Of course, he was a great musical teacher here in the Bay Area. Of course, he quit Tower of Power, didn't want to go on the road anymore, and he donated all his time to teaching kids in high school how to play music. I kid you not. Of course, the Mick Gillette Band is famous all around the world. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, coming to us from, Las Vegas, of course, the entertainment capital of the world sometimes, but of course, the world championship was not on the line. He was at one point in time, I think, considered like the heir apparent to world greatness. I'm talking about Virgil Ortiz. He really was. I was blown away by him. 19-0, 19 knockouts, and the fact that he was going through guys and learning and getting better as he was going, that was sort of very impressive. That was impressive to me, okay? But the bottom line is, of course, he came across some type of blood disease. I don't want to go into the long term of it, but the bottom line is he came across some blood disease. They didn't know whether it had something to do with making weight or possibly taking performance-enhancing drugs. Now, I'm not going to say he was on juice or anything like that, but everybody seems to be trying to cheat to some extent. There was the old days when they treated you with creatine and things like that. Of course, Shane Mosley said one point in time, I was only taking creatine when, of course, on YouTube, you can look at an interview where he admitted taking a couple of steroids, of course, and some human growth hormone in order to look up to Oscar De La Hoya at 154 pounds in a rematch. So Shane Mosley did admit to taking steroids. You can check that out on YouTube. I kid you not. Anyway, bottom line is, last night, Virgil Ortiz moved to 20-0 with 20 knockouts, of course, with a first-round blitz of Frederick Lawson. Mr. Lawson came in very unprepared. He was a guy that had a great record. I assume it was like 30-3 or something like that. But the bottom line is, when I looked at him, when he first came out of the corner, I knew he was in trouble because he was leaning over his front foot. In other words, he wasn't standing erect. He was leaning over his front foot. He was leaning like that. He was leaning into Virgil Ortiz. He was square. The bottom line is, I said to myself, it's only a matter of time, and it was only a matter of time before Virgil Ortiz caught him and then lit him up. Of course, the controversial stoppage, of course, people say to me, it was a stoppage that Tony Weeks was involved in, but then Tony Weeks was the guy that had the controversial stoppage with Raleigh Romero, of course, last year. We'll talk about that because last night, Ismael Barroso looked fabulous. Of course, a first-round knockout winner in the WB 140-pound title fight. But the bottom line is, here's what Virgil Ortiz and Oscar De La Hoya had to say post-fight.
How does it feel?
It feels good to be back. I definitely feel like this is the strongest I've ever been in a fight. I had a great camp. I had a a great fight week. And, you know, I told Oscar, put me in as soon as you can. Just let's do it. I'm ready. I'm ready for more.
Did you expect it to be this early, though?
You know, I never predict knockouts or anything like that. I didn't think it was going to be that early. But it was going to get ugly. It was getting ugly really quick. And, you know.
What was working
for
you?
How soon do you want to get out again since it was an early night for you?
Let's go tomorrow. Hey, Virgil, let's go tomorrow.
Many fear Tim Zoo, but you called him out. You called him out.
That's okay. I was waiting for the question. I mean, this is a sport where we want to prove that we're the best, you know, that we're the strongest, we're the best fighters. That's what a fighter's supposed to do. And I mean, I don't fear anyone. I'll fight anyone, anywhere, anytime. So if we got to go to Australia, I'm down.
Hey, Virgil, I got to ask you, just the way it ended, what'd you make? I know that's not the way you wanted to end the fight. You wanted, you know, a clear, concise way, but what'd you make about how it was ended?
So I'm going to be honest. When I was in the ring, I was like, it's over already.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a bad stoppage. Yeah. Because as a fan, you're going to think so.
Yeah.
Because you want to see the knockout. Fans watch boxing to see knockouts, to see the ugly stuff. As a fighter who knew that it was like literally coming like in the next few punches and I was going to find a way, I mean, he saved them from a bad knockout.
What did you see there that maybe us from here or the fans didn't see? Like, what did you notice when you were hitting
him? Well, he wasn't responding.
Yeah.
He wasn't responding. And, I mean, if he's not fighting back, it's not a fight anymore. It's a beatdown.
Virgil, congratulations. I know you called out Tim Zoo, but, you know, that was only a round, right, in the last year. Are you comfortable going into a Tim Zoo fight with just only that round, or do you want to maybe one more fight?
Hell yeah. We have the best camps. I'm ready for whoever.
And I know you said you're willing to go over there. I mean, Oscar, well, how do you feel about that, just him going to Australia?
Whatever Team Virgil wants, we'll make happen. You know, we're behind him 1,000%, and, you know, Virgil's a fighter. He's one of those old school thinking fighters that, you know, to be the best, you got to fight the best. And to be a world champion, you travel. You travel the world. But look, I think Virgil is the best fighter right now on the planet. At 154 in any weight class. And I strongly feel that everybody's going to be searching for Virgil. And guess what? He's right here. He made a statement. 20-0, 20 knockouts. Who else has that career? Who else has that career in boxing today, right now?
Of course, that was the Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya, of course, a 1992 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, Oscar won titles at 130, 135, 140. And then after that, of course, a little bit shaky, 147, 154, 160. Of course, that was real shaky at 160, of course. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, De La Hoya delivered. And, of course, he's trying to deliver with Virgil Ortiz. I think that they're at a position with Virgil Ortiz that they've got to sacrifice him right now. In other words, they can't wait around on this guy because of the fact he's had the blood issues and that. So let's go for it while he's semi-healthy, or allegedly healthy. 156 pounds last night. Would like to fight junior middleweight, of course, him and Tim Zoo. That would be a fight I'd be willing to go down to Australia for. I haven't been to Australia. I've been to 34 countries, never been to Australia. Maybe Tommy D's agent will let him go with me, of course, talking about the great Thomas Dillon Muth. How are you today, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
Pretty good. So we think your agent let you go down to Australia with me or what?
Probably not. I mean, maybe if she, you know, wants to come with me.
If she wants to come with you, a package deal. Oh, man, this package deal would be expensive. Australia's a long way. And, of course, and we talk about a nonstop, too. Anyway, straight up, let's talk about last night's stoppage. Of course, Virgil Ortiz said it wasn't all that controversial. I didn't think it was all that controversial because I don't want to see guys end up with CT, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, for the sake of entertainment. And a lot of people are screaming about Tony Weeks' stoppage. Yeah, mechanically it was wrong, and the timing could have been a couple of seconds later, but the bottom line is it was the inevitable. The inevitable was going to it was going to come. I mean, there was no doubt about it. He was going to get hurt.
I agree. I agree to a sense that eventually he was going to get out of there. I don't agree on the stoppage. I didn't think the guy was hurt at that moment. But the past, this guy has been stopped and been, you know,
beat up. You know what? Tommy D, I hate to interrupt you, but I think I don't want to use the B word, man, but, you know, what did the Supreme Court say about pornography? They don't know what it is. They can't define it, but they know it is when they see it. When I see an inferior fighter, I know what it is. And I think Frederick Lawson was so inferior, the fact he was leaning over his front foot. He was leaning into Virgil Ortiz. You're leaning into a puncher. This is like suicide. He was square. His shoulders were square. This and that. The guy didn't have the boxing basics down, and he had like 33 fights. So what I'm trying to tell you is I didn't think he was much going in. But then after he's like a few seconds, I say to myself, man, this guy's ready to go because he was right there. And I'm not into punishing people. I mean, I know punishment is what people allegedly pay for on TV, but when I see these guys at meetings afterwards, like 10 or 15 years later, retired boxer meetings and this and that, I want them to know who I am.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I just don't think, you know, I just don't think the stoppage was warranted.
Okay. All right. Now, you're not, now, let's be honest. Are you the president of the Tony Weeks fan club?
I absolutely am not. But, you know, and that made him, and you know, all eyes were on him again. Right? I mean, it's just a bad look for Tony Weeks. He looks like a guy, a lot of people calling for him to just retire already and give it up.
It's a bad look for boxing if he's supposedly the best referee.
yeah, but I mean, why is he getting these fights? I mean, it wasn't a big fight. It was a big fight for Virgil Ortiz. It was a comeback fight. You know, he hasn't fought in a year and a half. I mean, for him, it was a big fight.
It was a big fight because if Virgil Ortiz had gotten some type of trouble, this and that, the referee would have been very valuable. You hear what I'm trying to say? I mean, they realize they're protecting a commodity here. They want him to go off and do better, bigger and better things. And I think they've got to go with him right now because of the blood disease and that kind of good stuff. They've got to cash him in right now. You think I'm right?
No, I agree with you. And that's why they're looking to, you know, get a fight with Tim Zhu, and they're willing to go to Australia to do it, right? They're not making, you know, Tim Zhu. They don't want Tim Zhu to come here. They want, you know, they're willing to go down, you know, to Australia, which is not
speaking of willing to go down to Australia, the impeccable one's willing to go to Australia with me, and so is Socrates Palmer. So looks like we're not even going to invite you now.
Nah, you probably don't want to invite me because I don't think I'm going to get the pass. And I'm very shocked that the PhD is going to get a pass for that too.
Listen, the Virgil Ortiz at 156 or 154, him and Tim Zhu, that's going to be a big money fight down there in Australia. And it'll be a fight that will generate some TV interest here in the United States because, let's be honest, before he went into that hiatus, I think it was 14 months or something like that, but before he went into the hiatus, he was hot. Virgil Ortiz was hot. I was calling him the next Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, nobody will ever be like Oscar again, but I thought he was the closest thing maybe to a 2022-2023 Golden Boy.
No, I agree with you. I was looking forward to him fighting, you know, Boots Ennis at 147 and maybe even getting a shot at Ed Crawford, you know, because, you know, but I guess he had trouble making the weight. He struggled. But, yeah, he was a hot, you know, commodity. I think he still is a hot commodity. I think people still want to see what he can do and bring to the table.
Okay. Now, let's go to a break. Is it true that you rented that car to Jarrell Miller? you sent the repo man after him? Listen, when you try to repossess a car from a 333-pound black guy that's angry, you're going to have some issues. And, of course, Jarrell Miller's in jail. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's a change in society today. And that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of these shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether it's a crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body. Somebody's finding the body decomposing all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see. You don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
The great Rick Stevens, may he rest in peace, of course, on lead there for You Still Young Man and Tower of Power. The late, great Emmanuel Stewart, he's been gone since October 25th, 2012. Hard to believe it's been like 11, almost 12 years now. Of course, he wasn't retired, but he was the Kronk Gym Goldfather. Of course, he started Kronk Gym, and it was a vision of his back in the early 1970s, but the bottom line is he put it together like in the 1960s. He was the 1964 AAU champion. What I mean by AAU is like the National Golden Gloves champion. He was the best amateur at 118 pounds in the country at 118 pounds. That was bantamweight back in the day. But the bottom line is, Emmanuel couldn't punch. Oh, did I really say that? I just said, may he rest in peace. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Let's talk about Mr. Barbosa, of course, coming back last night, getting that WBA 140-pound title fight. Let me explain WBA politics to you, Tommy D. Can I do that for a second?
Of course you can.
Okay. Now, the WBA protects Latin fighters, especially Latin fighters from South America, Venezuela, Panama, Colombia. I mean, one time Juan Koji got knocked out, and Luis Spada was in his corner. Luis Spada was Roberto Duran's manager at one point in time, but he had connections with the WBA, right? So it's a WBA title fight, and Juan Koji's in the fight, and Juan Koji gets knocked out. And the bell rings, and the spotter runs across the ring and drags his guy unconscious back to his stool. I kid you not, he's unconscious. They threw water on him. I think they used smelling salts and illegal stuff. Anyway, they got him awake again, and he went back and he fought some more. But that's how connected these Latin managers and these Latin fighters are to the WB. I mean, they will go out of the way to protect those their own. So when they gave Mr. Barbosa the shaft with that WB 135-pound title fight, of course, we talk about Tony Weeks giving it to Raleigh Romero in a fight that Ismael was ahead of and was not in any danger of being stopped, in my opinion. But the bottom line is Tony Weeks stopped that fight. But instead of enforcing an immediate rematch with Raleigh Romero, the WB gave him this WB 140-pound interim title fight. You see the consolation there?
Yeah, I could go one better. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, Nicole Fox against Gabriel Maestre. That was a WBA interim world welterweight title where Nicole Fox, you know, he dominated the fight, knocked the guy down, and lost a unanimous decision. And even before the fight, the referee stops Maestre, and he's like, who wrapped these gloves? Who signed off on this? Like, it was this controversy from before the bell to the end. It was crazy.
Speaking of gloves, man, are the Japanese cheating? I mean, I'm watching the way they wrap their hands. They're using tape right on the knuckles.
Yeah, what is that called? It's a technique they call that. I guess it's legal over there.
No. It's called cheating. It's called making it. You know what? It's called giving Japanese guys some type of. They can't punch for the most part. So in other words, give them all the advantage. You can't make the gloves any smaller. Okay, but let's give them some advantage here. Let them wrap their hands like plaster of Paris casts.
Yeah, and I think that's wrong. And I think he was called out on it on Fulton's team before the fight last year. And Monster Inoue, you know, he won that fight. He stopped him.
But see, you got no choice if you're fighting. He's a draw. You're fighting him in Japan. I mean, if you pull that crap in Nevada, I think we can say, hey, you know what? Unless he wraps his hands with somebody watching him from my team and does it according to Nevada rules and the United States Boxing Commission rules or Association of Boxing Commission, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, unless he does it by the rules, we're not fighting.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I don't know how they let these guys, you know, and how they sign off on these gloves. You know.
Let me tell you how they sign off on the gloves. Let me tell you. The gloves for the Aaron Pryor Alexis Arguello fight, of course, the stuffing was taken out of those gloves, and the Athletic Commission never picked up on it. And the fact that Arguello told me afterwards, it was like I was getting hit with hammers. I said, what do you mean? He goes, it was like somebody was taking a steel hammer and hitting him with hammers. I couldn't believe it. They said, well, as it turns out, the padding was taken out of the gloves by Panama Lewis, Aaron Pryor's gloves, and they wrapped his hands in a plaster of Paris cast. Did I tell you about that, where they wrapped his hands like they did one wrap around the hands, and then they did the next wrap in plaster of Paris, and then they wrapped it up with some other gauze after over that. So when the Athletic Commission came and checked it, everything was cool, and then Panama Lewis sprayed water on the hand, and it turned into a cast.
Yep, and he eventually got caught.
With Luis Resto.
Luis Resto.
Luis Resto and Billy Collins. You know, Billy Collins, may he rest in peace. Of course, the guy turned into became an alcoholic afterwards and had some serious issues, got into a car accident. I thought it was suicide because I knew Billy Collins, met him once or twice when he was an amateur. Not the greatest amateur in the world, but, you know, he was pretty good. And, of course, he was Bob Arum's white hope at that point in time. But to snatch his life away from him, because his life was boxing, to snatch his life away from him, Luis Resto and Panama Lewis should have went to jail for a long, long time. And, of course, Panama Lewis and I almost duked it out at the Tyson-Buster Mathis fight in Philadelphia. Don King said, Pedro, good Lord. Yeah, I was ready to jump on Panama Lewis and me. You should don't put us in the same room. He's dead now, and you know what? I don't want him to rest in peace.
Wow. Well, I don't want to go into that because I've
No. Come on. Listen. If ever there was a dastardly villain in the world of boxing, it was Panama Lewis. I mean, let me tell you, he was ingenious in some regards. I mean, the idea of like when Aaron Pryor took that special mix of that bottle before the 13th or the 14th round, I forget what it was, with Arguello, give me the one I mix, a special bottle, when he asked for that special bottle. What it was peppermint schnapps and asthma pills, ground up asthma pills, adrenaline pills. He ground them up, mixed them with peppermint schnapps, and you drank it and this and that, and you got wind back. I mean, the bottom line is that's a genius move. I mean, almost a genius move. Okay, but, you know, wrapping the hands in plaster of Paris, and that's criminal. So that's where the difference between a criminal and the difference between Panama Lewis, at one point in time, he was a genius. Another point in time, he was just a stone-cold dirty guy. I mean, like I say, he should have been in jail for a long, long time. And Resto, too. Those guys knew. When you go into the ring and you know you're carrying loaded gloves, you're complicit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's a crime. You should be arrested and you should do time. You know, yeah. I know they got Panama. They wouldn't let him back in the country, but he was he continued to train fighters even from, you know.
Well, you know what he did was he would like shadow train fighters. He'd have another guy. He'd be in the gym with him and this and that. And but the only state that allowed him to have a license after that resto thing was in Pennsylvania. And Greg Serb, I believe, was that his name? Greg Serb, something like that. He was the head of the Pennsylvania Athletic Commission, and he gave Panama Lewis a license saying that Panama served his time, so he didn't deserve to be punished anymore. And I went absolutely berserk. So when I saw Panama at that fight, he was going to work the Tyson corner for Buster Mathis, I went off on Buster. I went off on Panama. Me and him, I mean, I pushed him off me. In other words, he came closer. Boom! Get you. Anyway, bottom line is Don King thought it was going to be a main event there in the hallway.
Yeah, it's just sad. And Lou Resto, he continued to, you know, he was sleeping in a gym here in the Bronx.
He deserves boxing. It.
Oh, yep. Until they did the documentary, he got paid. I heard he got paid about $1 million to do. I believe it was an HBO documentary, and I think now he's moved down to Florida or somewhere.
So you pull off the biggest cheat in the world of boxing, and then they give you $1 million to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know what's factual about it, but he definitely got paid to do that documentary.
That's interesting. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D's going to stick around after the break. Of course, talk about the 2023. It's in the history books now. Did it live up to its potential? I'm talking about, of course, the fight started off April. Of course, supposed to be the fight of the year. Ryan Garcia. Oh boy, selling all kinds of tickets. Sold the arena out with Gervonta Davis in a flip of a hat. And of course, then he comes back and dogs it on pay per views. Of course, those people are going to forgive him. I don't know. Bottom line is, we'll talk about that. Of course, Crawford and Spence. Did it live up to the expectations? Of course, Errol Spence coming in, maybe a shell of his former self. So maybe that fight didn't live up to what it was supposed to be. And of course, Canelo hasn't delivered this year. Supposedly the pound for pound king, even though Demetrio Bivol beat him, but he had 24 rounds this year, like mark time. I mean, 12 rounds with John Ryder, 12 rounds with Jermell Charlo. Charlo didn't throw a bad punch, and Ryder couldn't throw a punch. So the bottom line is, Canelo's got welfare for 24 rounds, and now he wants to fight Jaime Munguia May. That's the way it looks. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Is here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess you didn't tell Dad your family was coming.
Well, he never warns me when he is. So I feel like I owe him nothing.
Alan Peggy Bundy, back in the day, of course, there was David Faustino, who's now big in the medical, actually it was medical marijuana at first. Mel Faustino's in the medical, and actually in the weed business down there in L.A., of course. He used to go to the fights with Ed O'Neill. Ed O'Neill was a pretty good handball player. In fact, I tried to get him a handball game, a match for money against Marty Salmon. Marty Salmon said he was a shark. He said he was a referee, but he said he was a shark when it came to handball, and then he could beat this guy. So I tried to put a match together between these guys, and it never happened. But the bottom line is he knew his game. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. 2023 is ours, is history now. It started off with Ryan Garcia, of course, and Gervonta Davis, and some people say, did it live up to his expectations? I don't think so, but the bottom line is we'll ask Tommy D. Tommy D sold all kinds of tickets. If you bought a ticket to that fight and you've never seen boxing before, would you want to buy another one?
Probably not. No, I mean, it was good the first couple of rounds. You know, Ryan, it looked like Ryan tried, but at the end of the day, to me, he quit.
Okay, let's that pussy just like it is. Let's talk about Mr. Barbosa last night. Of course, well, let's forget 2023. Let's go back to that. That was, how to put it, I was so happy for that. I mean, the guy's got to be, Bailey says he's in his 40s. I say he's in his, like, 60s. But the bottom line is, he's an old dude, and I'm so happy for the guy because they really screwed him in that Raleigh Romero fight. And, of course, he gets to come back, and now he's got some interim titles. So maybe he'll make a couple bucks. Because if you live in Venezuela, I'm not putting down Venezuela, but if you live there, you can get a couple hundred grand and maybe retire for the rest of your life and do well.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And I'm happy for him, too. He went in there. Not that he was overly aggressive, but he was throwing shots with bad intentions. Davies came in very confident, came in very aggressive, and he left himself wide open for a counter left, and that was good night for him.
Okay.
He didn't gain his leg.
Okay. Of course, the summertime fight was Crawford and Spence. Did that live up to expectations?
No, it did not. As much as I wanted to see it and I thought it would be a great fight, it did not live up to the expectations. But it was good to see, you know, Crawford dominate and to see a special fighter in Crawford. I believe Crawford is a special fighter. So it was good to see that moment for him. But as far as the hype of the fight, you know, it didn't live up to the expectations.
Is Beterbiev a special fighter?
Who?
Artur Beterbiev, the WBC 175-pound champion, 18-0, 18 wax. Is he special, or is he just well-guided?
I think he's a very good fighter. I can't say he's special. I mean, he's 38 years old. He's at, you know, towards the end of his career, but he's 19-0, and all his wins have been stoppages. So, you know, you're going to get a good fight out of him, and he's going to go for the knockout.
Okay. Do you know what food stamps are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's when you're poor, you get your food stamps. We got them when we were kids. I'm not afraid to admit that. But the bottom line is, how can I put this? Canelo Alvarez got a lot of food stamps in 2023. I mean, he got 24 rounds where he was never threatened, and he's the pound-for-pound king, or the alleged pound-for-pound king. He's the guy that's making the money. Isn't it time to call him on the carpet? I mean, the World Boxing Council, WBC, has had David Benavidez a number one contender, I believe, for like 2 years plus. I mean, when are they going to call Canelo out? When's Mauricio going to do something?
And that's the thing. You hit the nail on the head. When is Mauricio going to do something? And and name it, you know, a mandatory challenger. Name better, you know, better, Benavidez the mandatory. You know, that's what it all comes down to. Canelo's been getting, you know, these easy fights. You know, they claim
food
that he's
stamps.
Powerful. Yeah, but yeah, food stamps, EBT, whatever you want to call them.
Yep.
And that's what he's been getting. And you know, we know he fights twice a year, and we just want to see him fight.
No. He hasn't fought since the Bivol fight.
Yeah, he hasn't had a fight since the Bivol fight.
Yeah, but he's had 24 rounds, and he's made maybe $100 million.
Yeah, to spar guys that don't want to hit back, you know, or hit back and they can't punch a lick, okay. Like John Ryder.
I got a shot at me here in the text regarding Mr. Lawson last night. I sort of agree with the guy. Is that guys don't watch themselves on TV. In other words, they don't watch enough videotape of themselves. Because if I was Mr. Lawson, the first thing I would have noticed is I'm leaning on that front foot. You know what I'm saying? And that's like a sin. So that I would have noticed that in any videotape. The fact his hands are down. Oh, and when he threw his jab, he brought it back at his waist. You know where I'm coming from? So mechanically, he was so flawed that it was only a matter of time before he got it.
No, and I absolutely agree. And he's got 33 fights. And, you know, you think in 33 fights he would learn something. And you know, but mechanically, as you said, he's not there. And he was going to get out of there eventually.
Okay, the Supreme Court said they don't know that one of the justices said you cannot define pornography, but you know what it is when you see it. Is that the same about a bum in boxing? You know what it is when you see it?
I think so. Yeah, especially if you've been watching boxing for, you know, 40 plus years like you have. And,
all right, so I'll put you on the spot then. Is Mr. Lawson a bum?
Huh? Bum, yeah.
What, you had a hard time saying that, Tommy D, or what?
Can I just stop real quick? Like, I don't like to say that about it because I'm sure he could lick me. So I don't want to go.
Yeah, but licking you and me and maybe the impeccable one, that's no big thing. You know, even if you did it all at the same time, no big thing at this point in time. Bottom line is, you know, I'm just not thrilled with him. The guy that I am thrilled with, though, and he might be the fighter of the year for 2023, was the real monster at 122 pounds. Of course, talk about Nanoa Inoue. What a spectacular year he had.
Yeah, he had a great year. He fought. At first, I thought he fought three times, but he fought in December. He had two big fights. He became undisputed in two weight classes, you know. And I think if he's not the fighter of the year, I would probably lean towards maybe Benavidez or maybe even Crawford. But Crawford only fought once in a fight that, you know, the other guy seemed like damaged goods.
Okay, so. You know, Inoue's been around now. He turned pro in October 2012. I didn't realize he's been around a pro that long. That's 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been around for a minute. Hasn't really been challenged except the first Donaire fight. The first Donaire fight, he was in some trouble. I believe, you know, his jaw was broken. He was in a fight, but he redeemed himself in the second fight and got Donaire out of there in like the second round, I believe.
Yeah, that was the year. You know, Nonito Donaire wants to continue. Of course, the Filipino Flash, and more props to him for what he's done. But for him to continue, you know, anyway, CT, that's chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's scary. We don't know what brings it on. We know that if you fight it at an advanced age, it seems to bring it on even more. I bring this up to you because of the fact that Manny Pacquiao, 45 years old now, has decided he wants to come back and take on Floyd Mayweather in some type of epic rematch. Oh, God, I want to puke. But the bottom line is the first fight wasn't any good, let alone the second fight. But the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao wants to get off the couch or stop driving buses or whatever he's doing over there, because he looks like a Filipino bus driver now, not like a Filipino fighter, but he wants to take on Mayweather again. I mean, first of all, the Filipino fans are all for this. I mean, they're like jumping, they're like, they're orgasmic, right? I mean, what good is a national treasure like Pacquiao if he can't talk, if he's silenced, much like Muhammad Ali was?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a bad idea. It's obviously a money grab. For, you know, for him and for Mayweather, you know, but, you know, the fans are at fault. You know, the fans are at fault because they're going to buy this thing if it does truly happen. And you know, it's not worth buying. It's something we don't want to see anymore. We didn't want to see it back then. They fought 5 years after the fact.
Yeah, you know, but here's what's up. In Mayweather fights, the excitement stops when the bell rings. And why? How is it he's been able to perpetrate such a con? It's more much like the movie The Sting with Paul Redford and Robert Newman pulling off this big con. I mean, because he's conned people into thinking he's exciting. I mean, I run into people all the time who say to me, oh, I like Mayweather fights. I said, do you ever watch him on YouTube? He goes, no. That says it right then and there. If it was a great fight, those are fights you would watch on YouTube.
Absolutely. I mean, I watch some, you know, Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather fights, but Money Mayweather, absolutely not.
So where was the difference? Where did he make the move after 130 pounds?
I think after the De La Hoya fight, I think it's when he made the move that he was Money Mayweather.
You know, he's nauseating. You know that, right? I mean, I look at him. Not too many people you look at in picture. You see yourself. You know, he just doesn't. How can I put it? He needs 6 or 7 bodyguards. He's 6 or 7 huge bodyguards, each weigh about 300 pounds, stacked, piled around him in Las Vegas. Mike Tyson doesn't need a bodyguard. I traveled the world with Muhammad Ali acting as his bodyguard. He didn't need one.
And did you see the latest thing that, you know, now he's the influencer or the mentor of Ryan Garcia now. And he got Ryan Garcia. He's trying to set up Ryan Garcia to fight with Rolly Romero. For the WBA.
Yeah, you mean at 140 pounds?
Yeah, for 140.
But at 140, we've got the Ismael Barrosos as the 140-pound interim title at 140, of course. And Rolly Romero was the 135-pound champion.
So no, Rolly, when he beat, when he got the gift from Weeks.
That was 140?
I was at 140, yes.
Oh, man. So the WA did pull some stuff last night with that interim title thing.
Yeah, and Tank, I believe Tank is the 135 WBA champ.
Speaking of Tank Davis, of course, he may be the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, right? Because it's sort of like up for grabs. He had the world by the cojones in 2024. In other words, after the Ryan Garcia fight, he could have done something. He done nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I think he went away for 3 months. He had to do time, and he has not done no name fighter yet. I mean,
but the good news is he hasn't been arrested again.
No, that is the good news.
Hasn't whooped on that woman.
No, he has not.
Did he choke her?
It wasn't for that. That was he actually did time for something, and it was a. It was another incident. It had nothing to do with it. I think that there was no charges filed with this woman.
Okay, so back to Jarrell Miller just for a second. 313 pounds now. If you go to repossess a car, there's a 313-pound black guy behind the wheel. I'm gonna try to be real selective when I do that. I don't do repos. You don't believe it. I've been offered money to do repos. I remember one point in time as a private investigator. At one point in time, I needed money, but I wouldn't do a repo. I mean, that's like, yikes, you're going to steal some guy's car? That's the way to get shot.
And it was in Florida, right?
Yeah, it was in Florida.
Illegal to carry.
Yeah, everybody's carrying, no doubt about that. All right, who is the fighter of the year for 2023?
I'm going to lean towards Monster Inoue. I have him as the fighter of the year.
One more time, who?
Monster Inoue.
Okay, Inoue. Okay, Inoue. Yeah. You know, we've all got problems with listen, I couldn't say suspicions for nothing today. I could barely say it now for some reason. And the impeccable one was in here watching me practice doing my ABCs. And then he's looking at me like, are you retarded? I mean, what are you doing your ABCs for? In other words, I was trying to get the voice together because, like yesterday, I was stumbling all over myself, so I didn't want to stumble again badly. Bottom line is, can you feel that?
Real quick, I forgot to mention another honorary mention who should get consideration as well. You know, and he's in your side of the country. Devin Haney should get some consideration.
You did. Well, hold on. Go. I got the barf bag right here. Go. Tell me why.
Two big wins. I know people say it was controversial. People think
no, it wasn't controversial. It was boring.
He got the win.
Boring. He does. Listen, I wouldn't go down the street to watch him fight. Hey man, you get a chance. Would you want to go see Devin Haney fight? Why not? Probably not, because he doesn't fight. He boxes. Another Money Mayweather guy.
His recent fight? or was Regis boring? Because
Regis was inept. Because the bottom line is, if you start off a fight, you go 0 for 21 in jabs in the first round, guess what? Maybe you shouldn't jab again in the second round. You should do something different. So then you go 0 for 22 in the second round, then 1 for 21 in the third round. The bottom line is, his corner should have been arrested. Bobby Benton, I'm sorry, Bobby, but you should have been arrested for impersonating a professional trainer that night because your guy was that inept, that bad.
I agree, but that's not at the fault of Devin Haney. He went up in weight and he captured the title in his first try at 140, and he's now probably the top three guys at 140.
Okay, so now as we go to the break with What Is Hip with Tower of Power, and of course that's with Tommy D saying that Devin Haney is hip. All right, bottom line is, say hello to your agent. We'll talk next week, my brother.
You got it, Pedro. Have a good one.
Sir Thomas Dunworth. He wants to be called King. His agent said to me, if you want to change your name, you can change it to King Thomas. I'll stick with Sir Thomas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Because he's a bum.
You got to fuck a guy called me a bum on my own show. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, hour number two upcoming. We'll talk about, of course, Artur Beterbiev fighting next week. Of course, the World Light Heavyweight Champion, 18-0, 18 wax. But in hour number two, I will bring you the retired HBO godfather. He's not dead, Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant will be here in hour number two. We'll spend some time with Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson, all three of them. Three heavyweight champs coming to us in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, Oscar De La Hoya, of course, looking had a media meeting. I never had a media meeting with him in a $14 million match. He's got this mansion overlooking the Las Vegas Strip that's worth $14 million. Good Lord, Oscar's went a long way since answering the phone back in the days. Back in 1989, his mother would answer the phone, "Hello?" I go, "Oscar, can I speak to Oscar, please, in Spanish?" Or tell her in Spanish. And she'd say, "Oscar, telefono." And this way, a house phone, no cell phones, no computers, no nothing, just a kid living in East L.A., okay? Bottom line is, man, he's come a long way. A $14 million mansion on the Las Vegas Strip, more power to him. But he's talking about coming back with more Las Vegas fights. He wants to turn Las Vegas back into the real boxing capital of the world. In other words, fights like every couple of weeks, every week, maybe on at Friday night at the Cosmopolitan, or maybe when he's the Michelob Arena, that new one at the Mandalay Bay. He's got some ideas, and he's going to go forward with a big plan in 2024. More power to the Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya. Or, in some worlds, they call him Oscar De La Fishnet. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two coming to us after the biased, racist news. Please don't listen to it because it just confuses you. It confuses me. So straight up, hour number two in 6 minutes of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. 60 Republican congressmen led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From California to Maryland, from Michigan to Florida, every state in America is now a border state.
Meanwhile, the White House is piling blame on Republicans.
Speaker Johnson continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, but Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants. Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says she believes former President Trump is an insurrectionist, while at the same time likely including his name on primary ballots in that state anyway. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke out on Wednesday. At the same time, though, Colorado's deadline to finalize presidential primary ballots is Friday, and Griswold is not bound by a Colorado Supreme Court's earlier decision to keep Trump's name off the ballot, at least not yet. The issue is being resolved in the courts. Biden administration officials, including those at the U.S. State Department, say they don't know who was behind the attack inside Iran Wednesday that left 100 people dead. The Israel-Hamas war turning global continues to be a fear amongst those in D.C.
Both inside Israel, whether it be in the north or whether it be in the West Bank or outside of Israel, in other countries in the region.
The death toll continues to rise in the wake of this week's large earthquake in Japan. There are now at least 73 people confirmed dead after the magnitude 7.5 quake shook western Japan on New Year's Day. Roughly 30,000 people have been forced to evacuate. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The same global initiative under the UN which sought to correct COVID disinformation online is now shifting focus to combating climate disinformation.
At the Department of Global Communications, this will be a
key preoccupation as we adapt the United Nations Verified Initiative.
The UN's Undersecretary for Global Communications, Melissa Fleming, she says the initiatives will be targeted at ensuring digital literacy for youth, as well as sending out UN info blasts about climate. Similar messaging efforts were taken during the COVID-19 pandemic. SpaceX founder Elon Musk is the focus of a National Labor Relations Board complaint filed against the aerospace company. The company is being accused of firing 8 employees who publicly criticized the billionaire tech entrepreneur and their boss in a 2022 letter. The letter was in relation to sexually suggestive tweets made by Musk, along with criticism about how his statements did not match with company policy. There's been no immediate response from SpaceX noted on the filing. Multiple charges against Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, are being dropped by a judge in Kansas. He was accused of forcibly kissing the owner of an Overland Park restaurant back in 2023. Jackson Mahomes, now a social media influencer, still faces one misdemeanor, which will go to trial in March. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing artist. So I bring a unique combination to the desk. Well, straight up, you're the guy that buys the fans. You're the guy that buys the pay-per-views. You're the one that's spending the money. Or are you spending the money? Of course, Devin Haney and Rage's Progress a fortnight ago here in San Francisco drew about 14,000 people live, but they only drew 50,000 people across the country live on pay-per-view. Think about that. If you can draw 14,000 people to an arena in San Francisco, but you only draw 50,000 people out of 375 million people, I think you got a ratings problem, a draw problem. And I think the draw is Devin Haney. Of course, Devin Haney, somebody said to me, whoa, well, he's really had a great year. In fact, Tommy D concluded hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today, talking about, you know, Devin Haney maybe being up there as far as one of the great fighters this year. I don't think so, because the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter, like Ray Leonard told me, is the willingness to gamble. And the willingness to gamble, not only in the ring, like going for the knockout and things like that, but the willingness to gamble by taking on guys that maybe you can't beat.
And of course, Devin Haney hasn't done that at this point in time. After losing to Kambos, after losing to Lomachenko, I thought he'd lose decisively. I mean, these BoxRec scores, of course, of all the fans had it 115-113. One judge had it 115-113 for Lomachenko, but the other two judges went in the favor of Devin Haney. At the end of the day, I thought Devin Haney got a gift in that fight. And of course, the two Kambosos fights, that's his lightweight reign. That makes him a great fighter. No way, no how. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, WBC TV as well.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Galen Maxwell just got put away for 20 years, so she was supplying kids for all these pedos, right? Where's the list? Is that just gets like, I don't know.
Kind of weird that got no coverage, but Johnny Depp and Amber was everywhere.
Yeah. And I'm like, so the list of, you know, politicians and actresses and actors or whatever that they talked about, does that get swept under the rug? Do they not get any time for actually those kids? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, that's weird that how that just doesn't compute with me.
That was UFC champion Israel Adesanya talking about, of course, the Giselle Maxwell, the Epstein thing. Of course, Donald Trump was named in that, as was Bill Clinton, a whole lot of guys, Johnny Depp in the background. Bottom line is, I guess a lot of guys took that that plane over to Epstein's Island and had young chicks. But the bottom line is none of them have been criminally charged. I guess some statute of limitations may have passed on that one. But the bottom line is there were a lot of creeps in a lot of powerful places, a lot of powerful people doing ugly things back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Wow, I guess the big news is the fact that Anthony Joshua is going to fight Francis Ngannou. Francis Ngannou is the uncrowned WBC heavyweight champion of the world. Oh, God, did I really just say that? Yes, he is, okay? He is the uncrowned linear world heavyweight champion as well. Of course, he's the one that beat Tyson Fury in a 10-round fight. Of course, that was about a month and a half ago. Of course, the fight ended in a 10-round decision. Of course, everybody sort of said, Francis Ngannou had no chance going in, none whatsoever. I mean, absolutely none, right? Yet he knocks Tyson Fury down. He owns Tyson Fury. In fact, he beat up on Tyson Fury so bad, I had a 6-3-1 in rounds at the end of 10 rounds. Said 6-3-1, that's not even close. Not even close. Then they gave him a 10-8 round for the knockdown. I think that was in the third round. So the bottom line is, he lights Tyson Fury up to like the White House Christmas tree. And guess what? He gets denied by the judges. I guess the boxing establishment didn't want to give a guy that was making his professional debut as a boxer the heavyweight championship of the world. But he is the uncrowned WBC linear world heavyweight champion, Francis Ngannou. That's just the way it is. Tyson Fury's got the belts. He ain't the champion in my mind. Bottom line is, I guess opinion doesn't matter. But that's just the way I see it. And of course, Anthony Joshua going to take on Ngannou, of course, in a big fight over in Saudi Arabia. Of course, the Saudi Arabians putting up big money. Guess what? Speaking of big money, Joshua, of course, the guy that I think is technically inept, the guy that's never really matured. I mean, he was able to beat guys up that he was supposed to beat up, but anytime he had a fight that was maybe on the line, maybe, you know, in other words, he ain't great. He'll never be a great fighter. Anthony Joshua will never be a great fighter. Of course, losing to Oleg Usyk. He lost to a fat man. I mean, come on. Andy Ruiz. He lost to the Frito Bandito. 283 pounds. That's what Andy weighed at the weigh-in. So you know he weighed about 300 pounds. But the bottom line is, he started training at 317 pounds. Take it back. The world heavyweight champion. He was a world heavyweight champion. And he started training at 318 pounds, 317 pounds, came down to 283 for the official weigh-in, of course. And then Joshua beats him. No surprise there. I mean, come on. Who can't beat a fat man like that? If you can't beat a guy that's like 60 pounds, 70 pounds overweight, shame on you. Of course, Joshua wins. Of course, Joshua's, all of a sudden now Joshua's back in the driver's seat. Not really. Joshua will never achieve the heights that I thought he might at one point in time. 2012 Olympic gold medalist, 6'7", a body like an Adonis, okay? I mean, a beautiful body. He had decent moves, decent hand speed. He could punch a little bit, and I thought he took a decent punch. But guess what? He can't fight. And what I mean by that is, fighting is going back and forth, being able to take and give back and forth. He can't fight. He doesn't compete well. In other words, he's a guy that can fight according to strategy. Let me keep doing my thing here. As long as he keeps going his thing, it's okay. But if things go crazy or things go haywire or things go against him, Anthony Joshua does not respond well. So Joshua Ngannou is going to go down sometime, I guess, in 2024. I don't think they have an exact date yet. Ngannou is going to make a lot of money. In fact, the guy that I wanted to have on the show today, and he's not feeling well, was the manager of Jerry Cooney. Jerry Cooney, of course, was the heavyweight sensation, heavyweight contender, the Great White Hope, the last really Great White Hope. Maybe Tommy Morrison was. But the bottom line is Jerry Cooney, of course, made a lot of money back in the day, back in 1982 when he took on Larry Holmes, made a record purse. But they talked to him about him being the first billion-dollar athlete, all things like that. But, you know, now we've got Francis Ngannou, and not that he's become the first billion-dollar athlete, I don't think, maybe, unless he beats everybody in front of him. But the bottom line is, he's going to make a lot of money here. In fact, in that fight with Tyson Fury, evidently he made like $8 million, okay? The most he ever made with the UFC was $500,000, and they gave him, oh, you ready for this? $500,000? So what are we going to give him as a winning bonus? Let's give him $50,000. Come on! You got to be kidding me! The guy was selling out arenas, 7 million people, $7 million for the arena. That's what the house gate was, right? Then you have the pay-per-view numbers, and you only give him $500,000 plus a $50,000 bonus, and you wonder why he walks away from you? I mean, Dana White, as I said, Dana White, in my opinion, as a former police officer, the pimps in San Francisco that were working hookers on the street back in the day have nothing on Dana White. Nothing on Dana White. Of course, let's shift gears here, but Dana White is a piece of work. Anyway, Saudi Arabia is putting up the money again. I guess I got to get nice with the Saudis in because I got to send Socrates Palmer and his wife over there. But the bottom line is, Joshua opened up a minus 325 favorite. Okay, that's like 3-1, okay? 3.25-1. Now he's a 5-1 favorite, minus 500. Of course, Francis Ngannou, plus 325. Nobody thought Ngannou was going to beat Fury. Nobody thought that fight was even remotely competitive. I mean, it was going to be a wash. I told you it was going to be a fight. Ngannou's not going to be embarrassed. He's not going to go out there. He's has some pride. If you look at his heritage, how he came up, he worked in the mines. And I mean, this guy went through some hard, hard times, okay? And I think he realizes the challenge put in front of him. I mean, Anthony Joshua, if I was Ngannou, I'd be clamoring to fight Anthony Joshua right now because Joshua's not much. And not that I'm the most accomplished boxer in the entire world since I've only had one professional fight, but I did beat the world heavyweight champion. So you got to give me some props on that one. You have to. And people sort of like shied away from that. No. What happened? You're only as good as your last fight. And people say to me, oh, well, you know, Tyson Fury wasn't in shape. He was in shape. Come on, he was in shape. He went 10 rounds. He was in shape. He can't take it anymore. You guys don't realize he can't fight anymore. He can go out there and do his thing. He can be, but when it comes to fighting, oh, he's gun shy. You saw him like he didn't like getting hit. This and that. I mean, come on, man. The guy's 6'9", 6'10". If I was 6'7", I'd still be winning fights safe. But if I was 6'10", I could win fights until I was 90. Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. 6'10" tall? And he can't. Anyway, Tyson Fury is the failure that he is. Of course, the WBC heavyweight champion will defend that title in February. I think the 27th to be exact. Of course, that'll be in Saudi Arabia against the W. What's he? He got all the other belts. I'm talking about, of course, Oleg Usyk, the young man that's, I don't know. He was a former cruiserweight. Listen, size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. And I just don't think that Oleg Usyk is big enough to take on Tyson Fury. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I mean, you know. They don't look that the size difference doesn't look that good when it's standing side by side in the ring. But I'm telling you, I think that either Usyk is wearing lifts or Tyson Fury got smaller because he doesn't look like he's 6'9". Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I like to take you back in boxing history to an extent. Of course, back in the days of Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, of course, Howard Cosell. And then there was this guy named Dick Cavett. Dick Cavett had a TV show, sort of like a talk show and this and that. And he would get people on from the sports world. He had the Beatles on, a couple of the Beatles on. Dick Cavett had everybody. Back for this day, it's Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali pumping up their second fight.
Well, what should we talk about? Certainly nice to see you both, and I think that we might as well reveal right now that beneath the mask of unfriendliness that we saw in the film, down deep, you really hate each other. Is this or is this not true?
I don't hate Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier don't hate me. Joe Frazier's got to take care of himself, and I got to take care of mine when the bell rang, and I will admit,
everybody's
like
on their own.
We are
really
stone enemies when the bell rang. And after the fight, I have nothing wrong against him. Well, one day I like for my little children to play with his little children.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
But that don't mean to say that I'm gonna think about that. When the bell rang, yeah, he will be in trouble.
Yeah, on this film, I'd swear you said I don't like him at all on that film we did earlier. Were you joking then or now?
Well, I mean, what are you doing, agitating?
I wouldn't do a thing like
this
that.
This has been the history of America. You just love to see two colored folks beat up each other. He had agitated, trying to get us fight. We gonna fight. You don't have to agitate. The rumble is on. Oh, we don't get along, so we gonna get it on. And no, he thinks he's the
The great Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, of course, national television. Coming up next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we're going to go back in time. Of course, not back in time, but he's 93 years old come February 11th. I'm talking about the national treasure that is the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. We'll be here in a couple of minutes. Straight up, Larry Merchant live on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A little knowledge is a terrible thing. Of course, that's from the Tower of Power circa 1992. My next guest is Mr. Knowledge, and there's no doubt about that when it comes to world at large and boxing. But straight up, he is alive and well. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant, the husband of Patricia Stitch, of course, the TV actress from the 70s, 80s, and the 90s. Straight up, Godfather, it's good to have you.
It's good to be alive and well and be able to do these things on a Sunday.
Well, you know, I mean, here's what's up. They had you, like, written off. I mean, it was like everybody was freaking out. You could imagine when people were panicking. How were you doing when they had, you know, like, critical list and this and that? And what happened was, you said you after a gym workout, you got a little lightheaded, so you went to the ER the next day. No problem. Case closed. We're going home. It's over. And then, of course, the entire press world, including especially, I think it was TMZ. TMZ had you almost in the ground.
Unfortunately, they were wrong.
what did Samuel Clemens say, Godfather? The rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Sounds right.
And Samuel Clemens being Mark Twain.
What happened, Pedro, was that I had a bout of vertigo.
Okay.
And I was taken to a hospital. I have no memory of that.
Okay.
I have a memory of the vertigo where the room started spinning.
Okay.
And I found myself in the hospital the next morning. I wasn't sure while I was there because by that time I felt well.
Okay.
And I stayed another night and came home.
Okay.
And I'm sure much to the chagrin of TMZ. And And now I call myself the ghost of Larry Merchant.
Okay, the ghost of Larry Merchant. Last night's fight was sort of brief, of course, but it was tailor-made as far as Virgil Ortiz was a tailor-made comeback opponent. He's an exciting kid. He's 20-0 with 20 knockouts. They're willing to go down to Australia to fight Tim Zoo. More power to him.
Australia is a great place, I understand. And Zoo is a really good young fighter, the son of Costa Zoo, who is a great fighter. And it's a bold move, but you know what? We can sit here and name many guys who lost fights early in their careers and got off the canvas.
No doubt about that. Didn't you go down to Australia for an Azuma Nelson fight?
No.
No?
No.
You ever been to Australia?
Unfortunately, no. It's on my list of things that I have left to do.
You know, Godfather is the only place that I really would... I mean, I've been to 34 countries. I don't want to say that the world's boring and this and that, and it's not boring. I'd love to go back to Europe and love to go back to Asia and this and that. But Australia, I've never been there. I think I'd like to go to that last continent, Australia.
Yeah, well, the nearest I got there was to Thailand.
Okay, all right. Back to Victor Ortiz. Oscar De La Hoya, he's got the right guy promoting him. De La Hoya's in a good position right now. He's got the zone contract, and he's got some good backers. In fact, I don't know if you heard this or not. In fact, this might be news to you, but evidently Top Rank is on the market. In other words, the Top Rank boxing franchise business, the CEO, of course, is Bob Arum, the former U.S. attorney, 1958, the top of his law class at Harvard University. But evidently... apparently, Top Rank is on the market. Now, if the WWE... The WWE sold for $8 billion, how much can Bob Arum get for Top Rank?
Oh, I don't know. The market has to be down with the state of boxing in the U.S. these days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of what fighters he has under contract that in effect is what he's selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, you know, who the buyer will be. Maybe it'll be the Russians, maybe it'll be the British, maybe it'll be a guy down the street.
Why 2023, I mean, we had the Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia fight that was supposedly, it sold a lot of tickets. Everybody was excited. It sort of fizzled. The Crawford Spence fight sort of fizzled. Canelo never really put forth an effort much in 2023. He had 24 rounds, 12 against John Ryder, I believe, and 12 against punchless Jermell Charlo. So boxing stars are not stepping up. Do you feel me?
No.
Okay. Talk to me then.
Well, I think the one great fight, Crawford, and Crawford's demonstration of the art of boxing and banging against a tough fighter named Spence, was a highlight that people won't soon forget.
Okay.
That doesn't make the whole year a great year,
but
that was, to me, even if it was one-sided, it was such a brilliant performance that I know I won't forget it, and I think most boxing fans won't forget it.
All right, here's something they probably aren't going to forget either. The fact that the world heavyweight champion was licked by a guy that was making a professional debut, an MMA fighter. I mean, that's got to be an all-time low for boxing.
Well, as I put it, he won Tyson Fury... won a close fight, but he lost big in the event.
Okay. And now this guy Ngannou is going to go back to Saudi Arabia and take on Anthony Joshua in 2024. He's going to make a whole lot of money. To show you what a pimp, and I use that word being a former policeman, I know what a pimp is. To show you what a pimp Dana White is, evidently the most that Francis Ngannou ever got, and he sold out an arena one time for $2.7 million. Okay, so he sold out the library, and he did his live pay-per-views all over the world. He mostly got was $500,000 with a $50,000 bonus. He got $8 to $10 million bucks for taking on Tyson Fury. More power to him, but it shows you how creepy those guys in MMA are, how greedy those guys are.
Well, I mean, it's an all of combat sports, let's put it that way. The jackpot of getting a big pay-per-view fight, and the Saudis are paying so much for those fights in their attempt to become more westernized, is so huge that every fighter, every manager, every trainer, every promoter has his eye on that prize. And so it goes. If you can make it big, it can set you and your grandchildren up for life.
Okay. Speaking of grandchildren, how's the family?
Well, they're doing great right now. They went, my daughter and her husband, who met as undergraduates at Michigan, and their two boys, Charlie and Henry, went to the Rose Bowl last week and were just thrilled beyond measure at the outcome when in an exciting game, Michigan won in the last play, and it's something they'll never forget.
Oh, okay, Godfather, how'd they get tickets to a sold-out game?
Well, I contributed to it.
In other words, was it your connections that got them in?
No.
Okay.
I helped them to get tickets, and Evan, my daughter's husband, he negotiated and went around, and I don't know how he actually found the tickets, but I understand there were tickets that were going for, you know, thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a memory in that they'll never forget, the excitement of that that football game. And if they lose tomorrow to Washington,
mm-hmm,
which is a definite possibility because the Washington quarterback is just a really serious quarterback, they'll have the Rose Bowl forever.
Okay. The Supreme Court defines pornography. They can't define pornography, but they know it is when they see it. I keep getting this question from some. How do you define a bum in boxing? Is there such a thing as a bum in boxing, Larry?
Well, I don't know that it describes any particular character in boxing. Once upon a time, when there were so many fights on a weekend in so many places that you could barely keep up with it, there were a lot of fighters, some of whom were never or had become non-contenders for everything, but they kept fighting, and maybe that they were called bums, but they were noble bums in my view.
Okay, good enough. I want to wish you a great Sunday. Kiss the Godmama for me. I'd love to come down to L.A. and see you guys real soon. Anytime you want, I will get in my car and drive down, Godfather. I'd love to have lunch with you. Besides, you said that pizza place is the best pizza place in the world, so we got to check that out.
Well, it's the best pizza place in my world, the best since I was a kid in Brooklyn.
Well, that goes a long way, without a doubt. Kiss the Godmama. I love you. I thank you so much for your time. Each and every week when you spend some time with you, I do feel it's a gift. And I thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Thank you. Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not afraid of nobody or anything but Allah. You know what I mean? And I know I got my issues. I'm belligerent. I'm sometimes vicious and violent. But that's just because of what happened. Yo, anybody, look at my life. Look at me. I've been embarrassed, humiliation, degradation, and any other T-I-O-N you can name that's negative, right? But listen, and you're going to ask me why I'm angry, why I'm like this, and all of a sudden I look back in retrospect and say, oh, man, I've been devastated. And the only thing you can say is that I'm paid, I'm rich, and my life and soul has been torn apart. I love you too.
Iron Mike Tyson, of course, the former heavyweight champion of the world, quite a celebrity around the world. Of course, last time he was here in the City by the Bay, he came to San Francisco for that weed fest out there at Fort Mason. And, of course, on the way back to L.A., some drunk guy behind him was kicking his seat. So Mike Tyson turned around and kicked his ass. Of course, no charges, but he kicked that dude's ass. That's sort of cool when you can kick somebody's ass and get away with it, because they sort of brought it on. They kept kicking the seat, kicking the seat, kicking the seat. You know what I mean? You know, I get mad when people nudge against the seat. I'm trying to sleep. I'm kicking it, but he kicked it. He kept calling Tyson different names, kicking it. Tyson turned around and beat his ass. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen, we are 1 week away, or 6 days away from a light heavyweight showdown between Artur Bitev, of course, 18-0, 18 knockouts, taking on Callum Smith. Callum Smith has only lost one fight in 30, 29-1, taking on, of course, that one guy, Canelo Alvarez, at one point in time. That's like a half a year and a half, 2 years ago. But the bottom line is he lost a 12-round decision to Canelo Alvarez. So Callum Smith is a decent fighter, a good fighter without a doubt. Now, Bitev is supposed to be a monster, 18-0, 18 knockouts. But I tell you what, I'm going to say that I'm not going to lean towards an upset here. What I'm trying to say is that Callum Smith is a capable fighter without a doubt, and I think he has the punching power to stop Beterbiev. I think Beterbiev is one of these guys that I think he hasn't been hit yet. He really hasn't been hit on the chin yet. You've got to test him out. I mean, he's got this big brick-looking body, but nobody's tested it yet. He's always gotten to people. I mean, he's not the prettiest fighter in the world, but he's technically pretty solid. In other words, he throws jabs well, throws right hands good, does his hooking process, throws one, twos, and threes. But the bottom line is, of course, if he wins next week against Callum Smith, the fight against Dmitry Bivol, the guy that last beat Canelo Alvarez, of course, that was like a year and a half ago, but the bottom line is he did beat Alvarez, of course, three fights back. For as far as Alvarez was concerned, Alvarez had the one fight with Charlo and the one fight with John Ryder in between. Of course, it was non-challenging 24 rounds for Mr. Canelo Alvarez, but the bottom line is, you know, Canelo should be fighting David Benavidez, but he's not, and we'll get to that in just a second. But back to this fight, I think that when you look at the big picture right now, I mean, you know, the fact that Artur Beterbiev is a guy that's poised for greatness. In other words, or is he? Because he's not a guy he's not a big boxing fan. He's not into boxing much. In fact, he doesn't watch any of Benavidez' fights, so he has no idea what David looks like as far as David is concerned. And speaking of David, how can you be the WBC number one contender for 2.5 years, the number one WBC contender for 2.5 years and not get a mandatory title fight? What's up? I mean, Tommy D brought that up an hour and more. I bring it up again. How does that happen? How is that? I mean, come on, man. I mean, Canelo's had a good run. He's had a good run. But the bottom line is, if he can't defend the torch, you got to pass the torch, okay? In order to defend the torch, he's got to fight David Benavidez. Of course, undefeated Benavidez, of course, 168-pound WBC champion at one point in time, had the title taken away from him or lost the title on the scale. Never lost the title in the ring. Lost the title on the scale. Canelo picked up the title. That was 2 years ago. He hasn't fought him. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, you can't be the number one contender for 2.5 years and it was something out being amiss. Something's wrong somewhere. But Benavidez and Canelo, that's the fight we really want to see. But here's what's up. Bivol and Beterbiev are signed. All Beterbiev has to do is beat Callum Smith next week. And Callum Smith is not that easy. He's not an easy win. So Beterbiev, I think, will be tested in this fight. But if that's the light heavyweight fight that they want to go down, Beterbiev, of course, and Bivol for the undisputed 175-pound championship, I don't know. I mean, both these guys, how can I put it? They're not American. And, ooh, did I really just say that? Yeah, sort of. Because, you know, Larry Merchant talked about the lack of an American spark in boxing. That's sort of what's gone. So, you know, that's what's going on right now. I mean, when heavyweight boxing gets a headline, it's for a fat 333-pound heavyweight contender or semi-contender or pretender, or call him what you want, Jarrell Miller, two-time PED popper, but former MMA guy. But the bottom line is, I mean, it's a headline and he gets popped. That's what heavyweight boxing is all about. No, not really. We need a heavyweight champion from the United States. And unfortunately, Jared Anderson's not the guy. He doesn't look like he's a guy. Of course, he got popped with a gun like a month and a half ago, I think in a DUI and things like that. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, listen, I never felt the necessity for a gun. I just don't. Not even in today's world. I mean, but why is it when you're a big black guy, what do you need a gun for? I mean, you're scared. I mean, I would be intimidated enough if a 6'7" or a 6'5" black guy came at me. He wouldn't need a gun. You know, you just that's it, right? But yet all these guys have got a gun. In fact, you know, Bomac, of course, we're talking about Terence Crawford's trainer. He got popped in the UK. He brought a gun to the United Kingdom. I mean, why would you bring a gun to a place where guns are forbidden? I mean, talk about being stupid. I mean, Bomac, come on. How could... Anyway, bottom line is, that is what it is. But the light heavyweight showdown next week is going to be an epic fight for these two guys. As far as Callum Smith, his career is on the line. If he doesn't win this fight, I think he'll be a B fighter or maybe an A-minus fighter or maybe a guy that, you know, just a contender and not a champion. That's the way. Some guys, you know, that's what it is. I mean, not everybody wins a championship. ESPN will cover this fight, as will Sky Sports, come to us from Quebec City, Canada. Of course, that is the hometown of Artur Beterbiev, the Russian native, of course. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock in the West, and Bob Arum, I think, will bring that to you on ESPN, of course, Top Rank. But the bottom line is, I want to bring this up. January 27th, remember I talked about John Ryder? John Ryder fought Canelo Alvarez last year, and he went 12 rounds without being hurt and without hurting Canelo to an extent. Of course, sort of like it was a guy, you know, 12 rounds. They went 12 rounds with another. It's like a sparring session. Anyway, so Ryder gets the moral victory of going the 12-round decision with a fading Canelo Alvarez. That's what he said. I'm glad he's faded some because he hadn't, I would have probably got stopped. That's what he implied or inferred after the fight. Anyway, he's taking on undefeated Jaime Munguia. McGee is a Mexican national fighting mainly out of Tijuana. He's like 40-0, 43-0, but he's got 42. He's got 42 of guys like me, 42 cab drivers on his record. I kid you not. When you talk about Tijuana cab drivers, you're talking about the guys that Jaime McGee has fought. So what they're going to do is, and this is the plan. It doesn't take much to figure out. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure out where they're going with this. Okay, so Jaime McGee is going to fight Ryder, right? And if he does better against Ryder than Canelo did, all of a sudden it's going to be Munguia and Canelo in May for pay-per-view. Another gift for Canelo Alvarez. Another free fight for Canelo Alvarez. I mean, what's going on here? What's going on? You're watching a guy get gift after gift after gift after gift. I don't know if it's sanctioning fees. I don't know if he's selling tickets, whatever it was. I don't know if the boxing establishment is willing to, if they let him go, who's going to be the next? I guess there's nobody else. Crawford could be, Inouye could be, but Inouye's got his problems with the fact that he's fought basically in Japan and he doesn't speak English. Not well. Anyway, but the bottom line is, of course, he could become a star over here if he had a couple fights over. A major star? I don't think so. Major stars in the United States, that's what boxing's hurting for right now. I think Crawford, as I said, pound for pound, probably the best right now. Inouye might be a close number two as far as number three, number four, number five is concerned. I'm going to rate David Benavidez up there above a lot of other guys. Why do I say that? Because he's unbeaten. He's went out there and he's destroyed guys. I mean, the fact that he took on Demetrius Andrade, nobody wanted to fight Andrade. Andrade was like the most difficult guy on the planet to fight. He was a left-hander. He sort of stunk a little bit when he fought. In other words, he fought in a very boring manner, but he fought in a bit of a shell, a southpaw shell that's hard to penetrate. You can't penetrate that shell. That's what made him basically the undefeated guy that he was, because he's not a real big offensive threat, Demetrius Andrade, okay? But Andrade was throttled. I mean, David Benavidez just went there and throttled him from the start. I mean, just I'm breaking you down, and you're going to get stopped. And that's just the way it went down. And I think that if he fought Canelo Alvarez right now, I think that's the way it would go down. So that's why Canelo, you know, talking kind of some kind of smack, he tried to say, who has Benavidez fought? Well, that's what he said about Andrade. Andrade, when Andrade wanted to fight with Canelo and went down there and sort of called Canelo out, Canelo said, who have you fought? You haven't fought anybody. You can't say that about David Benavidez. You just can't say it. But Canelo's people are going to keep saying it. In fact, I think they'll avoid him in May and go with the Jaime Munguia fight, and then they'll find some guy like the impeccable one. If he's in decent shape, he'll probably take on Canelo Alvarez in September for the September Mexican Independence Day card in Las Vegas. That'll probably be the opponent, the impeccable one in Canelo. I tell you, he's not going to fight anybody. He's done. Stick a fork in him. People don't realize that. There's a point in time when a fighter realizes, you know what, I don't have it anymore, or I don't want to have it anymore. And I think Canelo is a little bit of both. He's old. He's 32 years old. He turned pro like a 14-year-old. He's been fighting a long time, a lot of miles on that bus, okay? An old bus. Look at him as an old bus. And, of course, a guy that's not a 168-pounder, per se, he's a 154-pounder max, maybe 160, okay? So fighting 168 is a bit of a reach. That's why size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and he doesn't want to take on David Benavidez. That's just the way it is. Mike Tyson thinks Benavidez is maybe the best fighter in the world. He's the best super middleweight in the world, without a doubt. I think so. But why isn't he not getting the fight? I mean, what is David Benavidez? Does the WBC have pictures of David Benavidez doing something horrible? They're blackmailing him, not giving him a title fight. And why isn't Benavidez saying anything? I mean, it's like he's mute on the subject. I'm talking about this more than he is. He's a number one contender. He's been the WBC champion, I think, twice. I think he was twice a champion at 168 pounds. And they're like, how can Canelo just walk away and ignore him? I just don't know. But the bottom line is, something stinks down there, and I think it's really bad. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it ain't good for boxing. What is good for boxing, though, is Jermaine Ortiz is going to take on Teofimo Lopez. Of course, Teofimo Lopez, the one time the heir apparent to greatness at one point in time. I mean, good Lord, we thought he was going to be the next guy. He beat Lomachenko, and of course, then he lost to Kambosos. When he lost to Kambosos, who was like a B fighter at best, of course, I thought Kambosos was a B-plus fighter. I was wrong. He's a C fighter, maybe at best. I mean, the guy, He doesn't know how to throw two jabs. And when he was throwing one jab against Haney, these guys don't want to step in against Devin Haney. Devin Haney's not that much of a puncher. Plus, if you step away from the right hand, in other words, you don't want to stand right in front of Devin Haney and walk into his right hand. Nobody wants to walk straight into a right hand. I mean, it's stupid. Why do it if you don't have to, okay? But the bottom is, if they move to that right, move away from that hand, they can go after Devin Haney and not really get hurt. But the guys don't want to do it. They just don't want to commit themselves. I have no idea what's going on with Haney. Haney's sort of like, has got guys hypnotized in the ring. I mean, Progress was like, kept doing the same thing. Listen, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that's what Regis Progress was doing against Devin Haney. Now, Devin Haney, of course, was going to have a fight with Ryan Garcia. Now, Devin Haney saying, called Ryan Garcia the P word. You know what I'm talking about, the PY word. Called him the PY word, said, don't ever call me again. They're supposed to hook it up. They're not going to hook it up at 140, of course. And, of course, Ryan Garcia is still a bit of a major draw in boxing, even though I wish he wasn't. And listen, at one point in time, I thought he was going to be the second coming of, like, Oscar and Moore. I really did. I said to myself, God, this kid's colorful. He can fight a little bit. And then he had Joe Goosen training him. I said to myself, the sky's the limit, right? Not really. He had technical flaws, but more than that, he had emotional flaws. I'm talking about psychological flaws. I mean, look, when it came down to training Ryan Garcia for Joe Goosen, you know what Joe Goosen said? He said it was a collaboration of training, when it came to training him, it was a collaboration between Ryan Garcia and Ryan Garcia's father. So you got three people training one guy, and you wonder why he failed so miserably against Gervonta Davis, and he did fail miserably. I mean, Tommy D said earlier in hour number one that he quit. I don't know if it was a quit job. I think he went into he went in there hurt, and he knew he was hurt, and then he took the first chance he got out of there. Maybe that was the way it went down. But the bottom line is, I don't think Ryan Garcia should have been paid for that fight. But he got paid. And, of course, Gervonta Davis, he's been quiet since that April fight. Where is he now? If he's the fighter of the year, the pound-for-pound king, where is he? He should have had an interim fight, something like that. Of course, he spent 3.5 months in jail, I think, doing his thing for some type of beef, obviously. But the bottom line is, Gervonta Davis, I think, is probably one of the most exciting fighters in the world, and I'd really like to see him and anybody else at 140 or 135 step up and make a super fight. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow, what can I say? That is the voice of my ex-producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Of course, Scott Cuddy was a producer here at Sports Byline, the executive producer for 17 years. The bottom line is he passed away in May, of course, 1957, 2023. But I missed the cut, man, without a doubt. I wanted to mention him without a doubt. It was 2 years ago today that he collapsed here in the Sports Byline studios. Myself and the network president, Darren Peck, came in. We found him on the floor. The bottom line is, after that, the cut man really wasn't a cut man. Of course, he had to retire to Colorado, and the rest is history. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Before I get interrupted by that commercial break, I'll talk about Teofimo Lopez. Of course, the 140-pound champion, having beat Josh Taylor in a bit of an upset. But Teofimo Lopez, the takeover, of course, once beaten, going to take on Jermaine Ortiz. Jermaine can fight a little bit, so this is a pretty good fight. February 8th at 140 pounds, WBO 140-pound title. I think the co-feature will feature U.S. silver medalist Keyshawn Davis versus Puerto Rican former two-division champion Jose the Sniper Pedraza. I guess that's a tune-up fight for Davis, because the bottom line is Pedraza is long in the tooth. Of course, that'll be on ESPN, ESPN Desportes, 10:30 p.m. That's February the 8th Eastern, of course, 7:30 in the West Coast. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to clear my throat's bothering me now. You know, I didn't have any problems the entire show, and the throat's like giving me a hard time at the end of the show. Yeah, but the bottom line is we will persevere. Next week's light heavyweight bout will say a lot about the light heavyweight division, because if Bedaviv can't beat Callum Smith decisively, he really can't roll into the Bivol fight with a bit of a splash. He's got to do something spectacular to make this fight spectacular, because the bottom line is Bivol is not a spectacular fighter. You won't see any knockouts on Bivol's record. Was he 22-0 with 11 knockouts? He tried like hell to get Lyndon Arthur out of there, almost had him in the 12th round, but he couldn't do it. At the end of the day, Bivol is just not a puncher. Bedaviv is a puncher. Something's got to give there. Two undefeated guys, the O's got to go, but Callum Smith stands in the way. Next week, that'll be on ESPN television. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The producer of this show, of course, my Sunday guy without a doubt, is the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck. I want to thank him so much for his professionalism. I want to thank the retired HBO godfather of the American, Tommy D, and the rest of my guests, of course. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, this is WBC-TV 24/7 on Vive TV. Thank you so much to the lady down there in Dallas, Texas. We call her the V lady, but she's really the dog lady because she loves dogs. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.